We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We got to do an early happy hour today. Happy hour doesn't usually start at 4 o'clock, but it is today. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Call in and share what is making you happy. Jordana Green here, Dave Josephson, Paul Douglas is on vacation, and Mike Max is in Yankee Stadium.
Hey, Jordana.
Who are you talking to? Who's there with
Kyle Gibson's right next to me. Twins pitcher, Kyle, you've seen a lot in your career. What's it like when you walk onto this stadium, this field? You pitched here before. What's it feel like at Yankee Stadium?
Oh, man, this is one of the more fun places to play. You know, fans get a little bit fired up. They get a little bit rowdy and raucous going on, and creates a really fun environment. So it's something that you don't forget. You know, it's one of those when this place is packed out, and you get to go out there and compete against one of the best teams in the big leagues, it's something you remember.
In the regular season, it's a little bit different because there's a little later arriving crowd. I'd imagine tonight that they'll be here and they'll be in full force right away.
Yeah, that's one good thing about the playoffs here is this place is normally packed out pretty quick. So, you know, the last time we were here in the wild card game, we had a lot of action early in the first inning as well. So the crowd was in it from the first pitch on last time, and I assume they'll be the same way this time.
Last question, how do you pitch Aaron Judge?
You got to try to get ahead of them. You know, a lot of these guys, same with our team, you know, it's, I'm sure they're getting asked the same questions about our guys. You know, how do you pitch our team? And, you know, you got to be ahead. You got to actually pitch in the strike zone and you know, take advantage of two strikes when they get a little bit aggressive and try to be ahead of them.
Thanks, Kyle. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
See, we get you right to the action, Jordana.
And I appreciate that. You're always there, Mikey.
Yeah, the Twins are taking batting practice as we speak. They've kind of taken over the field now. The Yankees do first, home team always does. And it's organized chaos down here, just with all the luminaries and the people and the pole lads have arrived here. The ownership group with most of their family came in a big contingent. And the general managers for both teams, Derek Falvey, Thad Levine down here, visiting with Brian Cashman from the Yankees. And so a little wind blowing out still, looking at that, and that'll be could come into play here. But it's it looks like it's going to be a really nice fall baseball, little chill in the air. Really nice atmosphere here tonight.
But a different feel than a regular game. I mean, you could sense the excitement in everybody's voice. Do they feel good nervous, nervous? I mean, it is Yankee Stadium, which can be scary.
Yeah, it can be. And I think Rocco Baldelli has spent a good portion of time trying to minimize that and simplify that it's just a ball game. You know, you do have some big boppers in this lineup with Nelson Cruz, who's been around a little bit. Obviously, he's been a great leader on this team. Marwin Gonzalez, you know, played for the world champion Houston Astros. He's seen the big moments. So you have some of those guys. Some guys here in 2017 at least got a taste of it, even if it was in a one-game series. Max Kepler's out there running around. Yeah, I'm sure you guys know all that. Luis Arraez did make the cut, so he was on the postseason roster. Mm-hmm. In fact, he'll start at second base tonight. Williams Austin Deal was the one that they left off that some people thought might make it. But Arraez isn't just his ankle, I guess, healed enough, but it's healed enough, and he's going to be in the starting lineup tonight for the Twins.
All right. Listen, you take care. Be good. We'll be back checking in with you all night as our pregame starts. And have a great time, Mikey.
Thanks, Jordana.
Exciting. Really exciting to be there. Yankee Stadium has a lot of memories for me, too. Saw my first ever concert there back in the day. It was Billy Joel, Long Island Boy. Yeah, because I grew up out in New Jersey. So I've been to Yankee Stadium. Been to Shea. It used to be Shea many more times. You take the number 7 out to Shea in Queens. It's now Citi Field because we were Mets fans, not necessarily Yankees fans, which is a lifetime of punishment. But I'm glad now that we're Twins fans, we are riding the wave high, and it is very exciting. So Mike Max out at Yankee Stadium. I'm sure he will be updating all night what's going on. We're going to have an early happy hour. I see a couple of calls, 651-989-9226. But just a reminder, we're off at 4:30 because then it's first pitch with Henry Lake, Twins pregame, and first actual pitch of Twins-Yankees is at 6:07. In just a few minutes, we are going to give away a Jose Berríos jersey right here live, and you can win a signed, autographed Max Kepler jersey at WCCO Radio on Twitter. You enter our contest there. But it is time for the happy hour.
It's Friday. Work's done.
Time for happy hour.
651-989-9226. We'll try to sneak a few in before our contest. What is making you happy? Jerry's in Hopkins. Jerry, what's making you happy, sir?
I got to tell you, my son-in-law is a pilot for Northwest Airlines, and now my grandson's going to be a pilot for Delta. You know, they pushed a long story short. I'm so proud of those guys. So anyway, come out of the car, got in the car. Guess what? They got their pilot's license.
Great.
The song came on REO Speedway.
Okay.
Time for me to fly.
Jerry. I love that. Thank you so much, Jerry. Congratulations to the son and the grandson. Wow, lots of good things happening. My friend Bonnie is listening in her car. I know that her happy is that she has friends coming over tonight. The girls are having friends over, and she's having friends over. Bonnie, have an absolute blast tonight. David, I want to get to you. Do you have a happy for us?
Oh, I sure do. You know, you start talking about Yankee Stadium. I've been there once to Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. and I was looking at some of Mike Maxx's pictures and living vicariously through him. And look, I've spent a lot of time around this Twins team this year. Mm-hmm. I worked for Henry Lake in the beginning part of the year, spent a lot of time at Target Field. And a lot of days, Twins baseball has worked for me. But today, everything is equal. The playoffs are just beginning.
Yep.
Look, if you were a betting man, you wouldn't take the Twins to win the World Series. But today, it's all zeros, and the Twins have as good a chance as anybody.
I love it.
And let's go. I'm fired up.
Go Twins. Woo! There you go. David, see, he's emoting all the excitement that we feel. I love it, David. Elaine on Facebook also says, go Twins. That's her happy. Beat the Yankees. You can do it. That's right, Elaine. I think that is how all of us feel. I can't wait to listen tonight. I'll have to keep the game on as I go to the high school football game to watch my girls dance because they're going to be dancing tonight. So I'll have to have the radio on in my hand or in the car while I'm running back and forth to the car and the game. Look, we have to take a quick break. I'm sorry to cut the happy hour early, but we have to give away a Jose Barrios jersey, and we are going to do that right after the break. If you would like to play Two Truths and a Lie to win the Jose Barrios jersey, you need to call this number right now. 651-989-9226. We will play Two Truths and a Lie twin style next.
Paul and Jordana.
Welcome back. Jordana here. Paul is on vacation. Boy, he picked a very exciting day to be on vacation. David Josephson at the helm. And oh my goodness, in just a few minutes, Henry Lake is going to be here because he is starting First Pitch. That is the WCCO Radio pregame show right before the Twins pregame. That is happening at 4:30, Henry Lake, Twins pregame at 5 o'clock, and Twins Yankees actual first pitch at 6:07. Mike Maxx is at Yankee Stadium, has been reporting for us all afternoon, and will continue to do so. And then after the Twins win, yes, I'm confident, my friend, final pitch with Henry Lake after the game. He loves to take your calls, and you can all celebrate together. We are about to give you a Jose Barrios jersey. But don't feel bad if you are not Andrew in Minneapolis, who is going to play the game, because you can also go on Twitter, at WCCO Radio, that's the handle, at WCCO Radio, for your chance to win an autographed Max Kepler jersey. Please feel free, follow WCCO Radio on Twitter for all the latest Twins information before, during, and after the game. We live tweet the game. And then you might win that autographed Max Kepler jersey. But to win the Jose Barrios jersey, we have Andrew in Minneapolis. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Jordana.
Andrew, are you working right now?
I'm about to. I'm going into work, and no enhanced performances are in my system.
Okay, that's good to know. Where do you work, my friend?
Nighthawks down in South Minneapolis, and we'll have the game on two screens for people and some happy hour specials.
Oh, good. So that's a bar restaurant, right, sir?
That is correct.
Andrew, would you consider yourself a Twins fan?
I would consider myself a fan. I will have a 91 Homer hanky that I've had folded up with, dreams, 10 years of dreams on it.
Nice. Excellent. Is it a white Homer hanky?
It is. That's the only color they had in 91. We had to switch to the red.
It's not allowed to be white anymore this year. It has to be red so they can see the balls better.
8-6 will be our victory. That's my prediction.
Nice prediction, Andrew. Now, do you know how to play Two Truths and a Lie, Andrew?
I think you're going to tell me something, and I have to guess if it's a lie or truth.
Correct. I am going to give you three statements. Two of them are true. One of them is false. If you can identify which is the false statement, you will win the Jose Barrios jersey. Okay, my friend? Okay.
That's great. I'd love to get that to my mom.
Excellent. Our twin of the day is Rocco Baldelli. Rocco Baldelli, our manager. He's led the Twins to the first Central Division championship since 2010. Okay, that is actually a true statement. That was not one of them. That was just the introduction, Andrew. Here we go. Speaking of 2010, that was the last year Baldelli appeared as a player. In that year, he hit zero home runs the entire season. Zero home runs. Andrew, do not give a judgment. That is just the first statement I am giving you. Number okay. two, Baldelli led the Twins to 101-62 record, 101-61 record this year, setting a record for the most wins by a rookie Twins manager. Marinate on that one, Andrew, while I read you number three. Baldelli is just 38 years old and is actually younger than twin slugger Nelson Cruz, who is 39. Those are the three statements. I'm going to repeat them for you, Andrew. Is it true that Rocco Baldelli is 38, younger than Nelson Cruz? Is it true that Baldelli led the Twins to a 101-61 record this year, setting a record for the most wins by a rookie Twins manager? Or is it true that the last year he appeared as a player in 2010, he had zero home runs the entire season, which is false?
Well, I'm confident that he had the most wins as a rookie coach. I know that is true.
Correct.
Marinating on that one.
Correct.
And if I'm going to be putting that jersey on Mom, the false one, I'm going to go in 2010, he had no home runs.
You are absolutely right. Andrew, I was nervous. You weren't going to get it. You know, in fact, the factual part of that is that it was the last year that he appeared as a player in 2010. He only had one home run that entire season. But, Andrew, you rocked it.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited and glad you could run the show without Paul. Not that he's an anchor, but I think you do a stellar job.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you listening, and I'm glad your mom's going to get that jersey. I'm sure she'll share it with you. And everybody, head down to Nighthawks and see Andrew. They are going to have the game on two screens if you're not listening to it on CCO.
Fantastic. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Andrew. Great job.
Great.
Go win Twins. That's right. See, I tried to trick him. I tried to, David. See, he only had one home run that season. I said zero. I thought it would be nuanced enough to trick him.
I thought you had him.
I couldn't trick Andrew. I couldn't trick Andrew. Generally, I can't trick Paul either, but could not trick Andrew. So congratulations to Andrew. But fear not, dear listener. You can still go to @WCCO Radio on Twitter, and you can put in for your chance to win an autographed Max Kepler jersey and stay up to date on the latest Twins information. Andrew, just stay on the line during the commercial break. David's going to have to talk to you and get all your information and get you that jersey. But what an extraordinarily exciting day for us. I see Henry Lake. He is milling about because in just about a minute, and I think I'm out very soon, actually, in just about a minute, Henry Lake starts with first pitch, and he will be back after the Twins win for final pitch. And that's the time where he takes your calls so you guys can chat it up and have a great time. Twins pregame starts at 5 o'clock, and Twins and Yankees begin at 6:07. Henry, you excited?
Yes.
There you go, my friends. He is in the house. This is his moment to shine. I can't wait to get home and be listening to the game on WCCO Radio. Thanks for hanging with me today. I'll see you Monday, and go Twins!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.